You all know the meaning of Omkaraha, significance of Omkaraha, greatness of Omkaraha. Now you can say, feel free to say, Om. Whole place is cleansed. Our systems are all cleansed. Om. Mahaganapataye Namaha Om Gananam Tva Ganapati Gam Havamahe Kavim Kavenam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspada Anashranvanno Tibisseda Sadhanam Om Shri Mahaganapataye Namaha Shuklam Varadaram Vishnam Shashivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasannavadanam Dhyayet Sarva Vignopashantaye Gajananam Bhuta Ganadi Sevitam Kapitta Jambu Palasara Bhakshitam Masutam Shoka Vinashakaranam Namami Vigneshwara Pada Pankajam Om Shri Mahaganapataye Namaha Om Bhadram Karne Bhishranu Yamadevaha Bhadram Pashyemakshabharya Jatraha Sirai Rangai is Tushtavagam Sastanu Bihi Yashema Devahi Tayadayuhu Swastina Indro Vridhashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishravedaha Swastina Starkshyo Arishtanemihi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti 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 Om Namaste Ganapataye Twameva Pratyaksham Tattvamasi Twameva Kevalam Kartasi Twameva Kevalam Dhartasi Twameva Kevalam Hartasi Twameva Sarvam Khalvidam Brahmasi Twam Sakshadatmasi Nityam Ritam Vachmi Satyam Vachmi Avatvam Mam Avavaktaram Avashrotaram Avadataram Avadataram Avanuchanam Avasishyam Avapaschatat Avapurastat Avottaratat Avadakshinatat Avachordvatat, avadharatat, sarvatomam pahi pahi samantat, svamvakmayastvam chinmayaha, tvamanandamayastvam brahmamayaha, tvam sachidanandadvitiyosi, Tvam Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvam Jnanamayo Vijnanamayosi Sarvam Jagadidam Tvatto Jayate Sarvam Jagadidam Tvattas Tishthati Sarvam Jagadidam Tvailayameshati Sarvam Jagadidam Tvai Pratyeti
Tvam bhumirapo nalo nilo nabhah Tvam chatvari vakpadani Tvam gunatrayatitah Tvam avasthatrayatitah Tvam dehatrayatitah Tvam kalatrayatitah Tvam mooladharastitosi nityam Tvam shaktitrayatmakah Tvam yogino dhyayanti nityam Tvam brahma, tvam vishnas, tvam rudras, tvam indras, tvam agnes, tvam vayas, tvam suras, tvam chandramas, tvam brahma bhurbhuvasvarom Ganadim purvam uccharya vannadim stadanantaram Anusvara parataraḥ ardhe endulasitam tarena raddham etattava manusvarupam gakara purvarupam akaro madhyamarupam anusvarascha antyarupam binduruttararupam Nādasandhānam sagamhitāsandhihi Saisha ganesha vidyām ganakarishihi Nichrudgāyatri chandah ganapatirdevata Om gam ganapataye namaha Om gam ganapataye namaha Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Om Ekadantaya Vidmahe Vakratundaya Dhimahi Tanno Danti Prachodayat Ekadantam Chaturhastam Pashamankushadharinam Radam Chavaradam Hastair Vibhranam Moshakadvajam Raktam Lambodaram Shurpakarnakam Raktavasasam Raktagandhanuliptangam Raktapushpaisupujitam Bhaktanukampinam Devam Jagatkaranamachyutam Avirbhutancha srishtyadau prakrute purushatparam Evam dhyayati yo nityam sayogi yoginam paraha Om namo vratapataye namo ganapataye namah pramathapataye namaste stulambodaraye kadantaya vidhnanashine shivasutaya shrivaradamurtaye namo namaha Om Shriman Mahaganadhipataye namaha Om Om Namo Bhagavate Jnana Dandayudhapanaye Om Namo Bhagavate Balavelayudhaswamine Om Namo Bhagavate Swaminathaya Om Namo Bhagavate Marudachalamurtaye Om Namo Bhagavate Skandaya Guhaya Kartikeyaya Shanmukhaya Sharavanabhavaya Shrivalli Devasena Sameta Shri Kalyana Shanmukha Shiva Subramanya Parabrahmane Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshina Murtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnancha Prayaccha Swaha Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshina Murtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnancha Prayaccha Swaha Om Namo Bhagavate Dakshina Murtaye Mahyam Shriyam Medham Prajnancha प्रयच्छस्वाहा ओम ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरतांगाय नमो रुद्राय शंभवे ह्रीं ओम ओम ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरतांगाय नमो रुद्राय शंभवे ह्रीं ओम ओम ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरतांगाय नमो रुद्राय शंभवे ह्रीं ओम ओम ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरतांगाय नमो रुद्राय शंभवे ह्रीं ओम ओम ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरतांगाय नमो रुद्राय शंभवे ह्रीं ओम ओम ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरतांगाय नमो रुद्राय शंभवे ह्रीं ओम ओम ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरतांगाय नमो रुद्राय शंभवे ह्रीं ओम ओम ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरतांगाय नमो रुद्राय शंभवे ह्रीं ओम ओम ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरतांगाय नमो रुद्राय शंभवे ह्रीं ओम
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते गुरुपवनपुरेशाय नमो भगवते नारायणाय नमो भगवते कृष्णाय ओम श्री लक्ष्मी नारायणाभ्याम नमः ओम You all can say if you want to say after me, only once. Om Shri Lakshmi Narayana Abhyam Namaha.
Om Shri Lakshmi Narayana Abhyam Namaha.
Om Shri Uma Maheshwara Abhyam Namaha.
Om Shri Uma Maheshwara Abhyam Namaha.
Om Shri Vani Hiranyagarbha Abhyam Namaha.
Om Shri Vani Hiranyagarbha Namaha.
Om Shri
Vani
Hiranyagarbha Abhyam Namaha. ओम शची पुरंदराभ्याम नमः शची पुरंदराभ्याम नमः ओम माता पितृभ्याम नमः इष्ट देवताभ्यो नमः
ओम इष्ट देवताभ्यो नमः
वास्तु देवताभ्यो नमः గ్రామదేవతాభ్యో నమః.
ఓం
స్థానదేవతాభ్యో నమః. ఓం నవగ్రహదేవతాభ్యో నమః. ఓం సర్వేభ్యో దేవేభ్యో నమః. సర్వేభ్యో మంత్రకృద్భ్యో ఋషిభ్యో నమః. ఓం సర్వేభ్యో మహద్భ్యో సంద్భ్యో నమః. ఓం సర్వేభ్యో మహద్భ్యో సంద్భ్యో నమః. ఓం సర్వేభ్యో మంత్రకృద్భ్యో ఋషిభ్యో నమః. ఓం సర్వేభ్యో మహద్భ్యో సంత్భ్యో నమః. ఓం సర్వేభ్యో బ్రాహ్మణేభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. ఓం శం నో మిత్రశం వరుణః. శం నో భవత్వర్యమా. శం న ఇంద్రో బృహస్పతిః. శం నో విష్ణురుక్రమః. నమో బ్రహ్మణే నమస్తే వాయో. త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి. త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మ వదిష్యామి. ఋతం వదిష్యామి. సత్యం వదిష్యామి. తన్మామవతు. తద్వక్తారమవతు. అవతు మాం. అవతు వక్తారం. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ఓం సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. శ్రుతిస్మృతిపురాణానాం ఆలయం కరుణాలయం. నమామి భగవత్పాదశంకరం లోకశంకరం. శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం. సూత్రభాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః. ఓం సహనావవతు. సహనాభునక్తు. సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై. తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. సో ఇన్వోక్ ద గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద ఫార్మ్స్ ఆల్ ద దేవతాస్. ఋతం చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. సత్యం చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. తపశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. దమశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. శమశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ.
స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ.
अग्नयश्च स्वाध्याय प्रवचने च सो द वर्ड अग्नयः इज अ प्लूरल फॉर्म ऑफ द वर्ड अग्निः. अग्निः इज अ इकारांतः पुल्लिंगः अग्निशब्दः. इट्स अ मैस्कुलिन जेंडर वर्ड. सिंगुलर इज अग्निः, फायर. अग्नयः मीन्स फायर्स. But here the word Agnihi does not mean the fire literally. The word Agnihi means the fire ritual. Fire ritual. Performance of a fire ritual is implied by the term Agnihi. So, Agnihi, so it's because in Vedic period, it is very important for one to perform a fire ritual. Because fire ritual was a form of worship. They were worshipping Bhagavan. They were expressing their gratitude to Bhagavan by invoking the grace of Bhagavan only through the performance of a ritual. So here Agnihi is a performance of a fire ritual. And actually because that is the form of worship. Therefore you can say this fire ritual, when a person begins to do his fire ritual as a worship, and first he has to kindle the fire, and even to kindle the fire itself is what actually there's a ritual for the beginning of the ritual. Performance of fire ritual is a ritual, isn't it? And to begin the fire ritual, you have to do another ritual. Initiation of the fire ritual, which itself is a ritual, and this ritual is called Agni Adhanam Karma. And one who has initiated this fire ritual is called actually Ahitagnihi. Ahitagnihi. And from that fire, actually Ahitagnihi, and from there alone one has to, that Agni will be there forever, and from there on one starts doing even Agnihotram Karma, which is a daily ritual. It's a daily worship. Daily worship of Vedic times is what performance of Agnihotram Karma every day. Thanksgiving to Bhagavan. And then from there, actually this person, for different rituals, for any ritual, they had to kindle the fire. From the already kindled fire alone, they had to take the fire. To perform certain rituals, they had to, they will kindle two types of fire from that fire. One is called Ahavaniyagnihi, and another fire is called Dakshinagnihi. And so for certain rituals, they'll use Ahavaniyagnihi. For certain rituals, they'll use this Dakshinagnihi. Same fire kindled from there. And when all the rituals are finished, again this fire will be taken back to the, they will be resolved into that original Ahitagnihi. So it is a daily worship. That is only way, and one invokes all the devatas, and then they invoke the grace of Bhagavan, and how, by offering oblations. When they offer oblations, the offering of oblations is, even though you offer oblations into the fire, it is expressing one's gratitude to Bhagavan in the name of all the devatas. And this is a will-involved action, and therefore it's a punyam karma. And definitely it does produce the phalam also. So here this is Agnayaha. And therefore Agnayaha, so performance of ritual also is a discipline. Nowadays we don't need to do rituals because we are not living in Vedic times anymore. So there are people who are committed to perform those rituals and they do. It's just don't take it very seriously. Oh, Upanishad says Agniho, every day I have to perform fire ritual and it's not practical to perform fire ritual in this country. It's not just I want to understand. I'm not expecting you to do fire ritual, even we do not do, even Indians do not do nowadays. So fire ritual, at least you can understand. That is why even people who had left much earlier to different countries, and they at least they know one thing, havan. The word nowadays, even in England, people who have come from Guyana, all these Caribbean countries, they all like the havan. And if they perform fire ritual, they feel they have satisfaction. They feel satisfied that they have done some puja. There's no havan, they don't feel satisfied. But how they do, that's a different thing. Bhagavan alone knows what mantras they chant and how it is performed, only Bhagavan knows. Completely, there's no rule, no niyama, no, nothing is followed. Simply they kindle the fire and they put, I saw once, I was invited to one temple to, they were doing some puja something, and there was a fire ritual, and then I think Shilamar drove me to the temple, I think somewhere in South London only, I think, to the temple, no. But I think Brixton some temple. She drove me to the temple. I was supposed to give a talk. That day I think Dilip Lakhani was supposed to give a talk and I was supposed to talk. And then a small talk and they received me well and done. And then all the young girls came. Now all the hair like this, the tight jeans. And they're coming, they're sitting like this because they couldn't sit properly. And they're sitting like this. And then they're all, the priest was giving and they touched the ghee like this, the stick like this. Samid. And they're throwing like this. And they're doing Gayatri Mantra, I think, something. They're doing like this. So, at least, something. There's still that is there because it's from maintained from when? That Shraddha in the fire ritual has been there those days. But now, the rules and regulations, the stipulations which are to be followed as Anga, isn't it? Strictly followed to make the fire ritual effective, those rules are not followed anymore. These people do not follow. Because they do not know. They somehow it is all changed. But is this Agni Karma useful or not? Bhagavan only has to tell. Effective or not, we do not know. Isn't it? For any karma to be effective, you have to do that karma perfectly, properly, as per the instructions of the Shastra. At least I am happy to see somewhere at least the word havan is still sitting in the minds. It's all Vedic. Agne, it's a discipline. Every day you first worship Bhagavan. Like how we light the candle here, how nowadays we light the lamp there. Those days, morning, get up, have shower, then what now? Kindle the fire. Fire is already already kindled. Fire will be there for Agnihotri, and you perform the ritual, chanting mantras. And offer your worship, thanks to Bhagavan. Begin the day with prayer and worship. This way, Agnayascha Svadhyaya Pravachanecha.
Agnayascha Svadhyaya Pravachanecha.
In fact, they talk about three types of, every grihastha has 26 fires. Means seven Paka Yajnaha. And seven Paka Yajnaha, number seven. Seven fires, okay? Paka Yajnaha. And Havir Yajnaha, number seven. Seven Havir Yajnaha. I'm just giving you just a list for information. Then seven Soma Yajnaha. Seven plus seven plus seven, how many? Then Pancha Maha Yajnaha. 26. Okay, so every grihastha is supposed to have this. What now? Supposed to follow these disciplines. In terms of performance of fire ritual. Havir Yajnaha, Paka Yajnaha, Soma Yajnaha, Pancha Maha Yajnaha. Sapta, 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 Pancha. Okay. Want the names again? Paka Yajnaha, Sapta. Paka Yajnaha, Sapta. Paka Yajnaha, then Sapta Havir Yajnaha. Seven Havir Yajnaha. Then Sapta Soma Yajnaha. then pancha mahayagyaha. Totally 26 fires means what now? 26. Now, it was every grihastha has, nowadays we don't even know the names. And those days, they were performing rituals. Just for information. So, I have mentioned so many names till now. First I said, Agni Adhanam Karma. Agni Adhanam Karma is what? It is a ritual performed as an initiation of performance of ritual. It's called what? Agni Adhanam Karma. Once the person has kindled the fire, initiated the fire ritual, and he is called Ahita Agnihi. I told you he is the qualified householder. Isn't it? And then thereafter, and he can two more fires for different performing different types of rituals. You have to kindle two types of fires called Avahani Agnihi and Dakshinagnihi. For certain rituals, we are not going into details, okay? For certain rituals, Avahani Agnihi has to be used. For performing certain rituals, this Dakshinagnihi has to be used. The names are what? Just the fire. Why two different names? The method is different, that's all. And when the performed rituals are all finished, now performances are over, then these fires have to be again resolved into that original Ahitagnihi. That is maintained. And that Ahitagnihi will be put off only when the performer dies, and it has to be used for cremation. Okay, that fire will be the same, once kindled the fire, will be maintained forever, and that fire alone will be used for person's cremation. Okay, therefore, nitya karma also is what now? Performance of fire ritual also is a discipline. When you are performing a fire ritual, it's a worship, where is your mind? So disciplined, clean, physically clean, no thoughts and no anything else, and then invoke, chant the mantras and invoke Bhagavan's grace and offer oblations. It's a karma, it's a discipline. So discipline is not an end. You have to remember that. And that's why disciplines are many. Okay, that's why for mental preparedness, you have choice. You can make use of some of the all possible disciplines. Agni karma you can give up, but you have some other karma for that. Just as all the nutrients are very important for the physical well-being, for emotional well-being also, all the disciplines are equally important. We'll never say, it's okay, vitamin D is not there available in England, it's okay, fine. No, that's why people go and then somehow wherever sun is available, and they try their best to expose the most so that they can have all vitamin D. Why? Because vitamin D is a must, isn't it? Like all A to Z, all the vitamins are important. All the nutrients are important. Nothing is unwanted here. Everything is a must here. Similarly, all the disciplines are to be followed for our emotional well-being. Disciplines are important. So here, Agnihi. Then we have to go to what next thing. Agnihotram cha svadhyaya pravachane cha. Now Agnihotram, already we have Upanishad has talked about the Agnaya, performance of different types of fire rituals as a discipline. Now he talks about the Agnihotram. Okay, whether you are performing many rituals or not, at least as a householder, one should definitely perform what now? Agnihotram. It is for men of Vedic times. So Agnihotram karma is a karma actually which one starts when one enters into grihasthashrama life. As a brahmachari, Brahmachari should not perform Agnihotram karma. A sannyasi has no fire, does not need to perform fire ritual. But this Agnihotram karma is mainly to be performed by a grihastha. That is why when is it started? I told you even earlier also about it. In this con, I'll tell you a little bit. The same Agnihotram karma, I just mentioned here as a discipline. The Agnihotram karma, performance of Agnihotram ritual. It is the simplest, and we also studied in Mundaka Upanishad. Remember? Agnihotram alone was discussed in Mundaka Upanishad. Agnihotram karma is the smallest and the simplest of the fire rituals prescribed in the whole of Karma Kanda. And it's a nityam karma, like a daily worship. Whether you do any other ritual or not, at least Agnihotram has to be done. So nowadays in India we say, whether you do big puja or not, at least light the lamp every day in front of Bhagavan. In India we have substitute now. We do not perform any more big Agnihotram karmas. We do not do any big pujas. Okay, we do not have time for any puja, at least light the lamp. Nowadays we say that in the mornings. Similarly, those days also, whether you do perform other rituals or not, at least perform Agnihotram karma. And this Agnihotram karma also is what now? To perform Agnihotram also, one should have already had Ahitagni. One must be an Ahitagnihi. Who is Ahitagnihi? The one who has initiated the ritual of fire ritual. One has performed the initiating ritual called Agniadhanam karma. And this Agnihotram karma, one should start when within 6 months' time. Sooner or later, after marriage, one has to start within 6 months. And he should not stop until his death. Okay? Now, if he becomes a sannyasi, he can stop. As long as he is grihastha, he lives a life of grihastha, he has to perform it. It's Agnihotram karma. Again, it's a discipline.
Agnihotram cha svadhyaya pravachane cha. Agnihotram cha svadhyaya pravachane cha. Atithayascha.
Atithayascha.
Svadhyaya pravachane cha.
Svadhyaya pravachane cha.
Now, atithayaha. Atithayaha cha becomes atithayascha. Cha means and. Atithayaha is a plural form of the word atithihi. Atithihi means guest. You know, why guest is called atithihi? In Sanskrit language, tithihi means date. Date, you know, maintained in keeping with, you know, the moon. The time based on time calculated, keeping with what now? Waning or growing of the moon. So, full moon day, Purnima, tithihi. That's a date, full moon day is called, what is the date on full moon day? No, full moon day is taken as one date. What is the date called? Purnima tithihi. And after Purnima, the moon, what happens? Moon starts declining. Every day, one digit of moon will be what now? It looks as though it is not declining. And next is Chaturdashi. No, actually we have to say first. Now after full moon day, we have Prathama. Tithihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, Prathama Tithihi. First day after full moon day. Then Dvitiya Tithihi. Tritiya Tithihi. Chaturthi Tithihi. Panchami Tithihi. Shashti Tithihi. Saptami Tithihi. Ashtami Tithihi. Navami Tithihi. Dashami Tithihi. Ekadashi Tithihi. Dwadashi. Trayodashi. Chaturdashi. 14 days are over. Completely dark moon. Totally declined. What happened now? New moon. What do they call new moon? the dark moon, isn't it? Then that fortnight is called what now? Dark fortnight. Krishna Pakshaha. Then after new moon, what have again starts? Growing, digit after digit. Again, Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami. It goes Chaturdashi. Then again, Purnima. And the new moon day is called Amavasya. Amavasya Tithihi is a date in Indian Vedic calendar. And Purnima Tithihi is a Vedic date in Vedic calendar. Prathama. Suppose I ring and tell Devi Amma, Devi, I am coming to Gillingham on Ashtami Tithihi. Which Ashtami? Shukla Pakshaha or Krishna Pakshaha? I say Shukla Pakshe. Shukla Pakshe. Shukla Paksha Tithau. I can say, I'll come. Suppose I go to her without ringing, without informing, phoning, simply just go knock at the door. I wait for her to come back. She has gone to some stands, you know, somewhere, some waitress. I wait for her to come back. When she comes back, she sees me standing at the doorstep. It is possible in India. Here you can't do in this country, no? You can wait. You wait at there. Something will be there from the front and you can sit there and under a tree, something can do. And then I am known as Atithihi. The person who just drops into, just comes there without informing one's date of arrival, he is called Atithihi, guest. There's no guest in India those days. Ghost. Nowadays, there also had to phone. Okay, email beforehand. They will have their own programs, you see. Those days, there will be some elders at home, some people will be at home, the doors will always be never closed, locked and gone. Therefore, you can always walk in. Even some servants will take care of, even if you are out. Always guests. Therefore, Atithihi literally means what now? You know, one who suddenly walks into the house. Guest, Atithihi. Tithi shollama varavar Atithi. Okay, informing the date of arrival. Guest is called Atithihi. This is the Vedic time, isn't it? People always, somebody will be there to receive. No, anyway, so Atithayaha means guests. I tell you, Atithi Devo Bhava, we're going to see later on. Guest is everybody. Bhagavan is the one who comes in the home of a guest first. There's a respect. And once a guest comes, however tired you are, back pain, front pain, and that pain, my God, they've come here, how to cook, how to organize. Don't need to be very organizing. You don't need to cook big food, but welcome them nicely. Then once they come, and then they'll also join you, help you. Okay, always welcome whoever peeps in. Oh my God, you have come here. What can I do? I'm not ready. My dining room is not ready. No, just they also don't expect everything to be clean and not messy. And all that. There's no guest means what? It's just people you welcome. That person comes happily and you receive the person happily. And make the guest feel at home. Receive the guest properly. Bhagavan has come to the doorstep. Whether you have food or not, receive well. Then whatever you have, whether you eat or not, give the guest. And see, the guest is fed well, taken care of well, and give proper accommodation, proper rest. Looking after a guest is very, very, always make the guest feel at home. It's called Atithi Dharmaha. Atithyam itself is a discipline for us. It's also a discipline. How all these all small, small things contribute for your well-being. Amazing, isn't it? That's why into an Indian house, how you look, whether your skin is white or dark or black or fair, doesn't matter. If you are at the doorstep, you are received very well. 100%, I can tell you. They may not give you the same cup they use. That's a problem. But definitely they'll receive you very well. And they'll give you the best of things they enjoy. This is another problem, okay? That's a different problem. But definitely they'll receive you well and they will feeding. Feeding is a must. Whoever comes, they should not go starving. Should eat food, some food or the other. And you can see all Hindu families. They may never bring food for one person exactly, you know. For doctor alone, he has to cook. She'll hate cooking. He eats one idli, and how can she cook? People who don't eat well, and for a person who cooks, really, it's not a big joy. So we're all here. So the doctor won't get food. So we're all here so that she also can eat. Some guests must be there. Eating, cooking very little is not possible, isn't it? Now what I'm saying is the culture is always the feeding. Pretty much you go out of the way and do it. People at the doorstep and they should be taken care of well. And one more house. Even here if you want to experience, go to auntie and uncle. Rupal. Finished. That's why my half the weight is because of that actually. Anyway. Therefore, Athitayascha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha. Not only me, whoever walks in, okay? And Rucha knows that. And whoever goes there knows must be knowing that. Apitaji knows that anyway. So Athitayascha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha. Athitayaha. You have to know. Even that itself is a small, we may not think very important for us. But it is sometimes a joy for them, to people who feed, to look after, it is a joy. Sometimes when you are not in a good mood, some worry is there for you, some unpleasantness is there for you, some sorrow, personal grievances, you have your own pain, your own some reason for being upset, for being sorrowful, for being sad, and when you are not in a happy, when you are very unhappy, that time a guest comes, you may not treat well. No. When you're happy, you treat the guest very well. When you are unhappy, you don't, not that you want to ill-treat the guest or anything, but your unhappiness is, you're so soaked in your unhappiness and sorrow or some haunting trouble, and you don't really, you ignore the guest. No. Guest has come, I forget about everything. I just take care of the guest. It's a discipline. Everybody is a very good host when they're happy. You must be, when you're unhappy also, you must be the most good happy, good guest, good host. Isn't it? Therefore, welcoming him. This is it. Athitayascha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha.
Athitayascha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha.
Manushancha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha.
Manushancha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha.
Then Manusham. Manusham means what now? Doing the needful for the fellow beings. Manusham. Doing the needful. Manushya Yajna. Actually, I had to tell you from the beginning, Swadhyayaha Pravachanam is called Brahma Yajna. Comes under Brahma Yajna. Swadhyayaha Pravachanam comes under Brahma Yajna or Rishi Yajna. Then Agnihi Agnihotram, these two come under Deva Yajna. Athitayaha Manusham come under Manushya Yajna. So Manusham, the word stands for here Manushya Yajna. Manushya Yajna means what now? Yajna itself is worship. Only if you perform the fire ritual, it is not Yajna. Only if you worship the Lord, it's also worship. Even looking after the guest properly is also what now? Treating the guest properly, And then honoring, making the guest feel honored, respected at home is also what now? Worship. It's a form of worship. Then we say manusham, manusha yajna. So doing any charitable, isn't anything, involving oneself in any charity and contributing, and also doing the needful for fellow human beings. You don't need to go out of the way. Nothing should be at the cost of one's own swadharma. I've been telling you, these duties. Doing the needful, whatever is possible within one's limits, isn't it? For the fellow human beings is what now? Manusha yajnaha, which is implied by the term manusham. Manusham. So manusham also means what, includes what now? No, doing whatever or involving oneself in social obligatory duties. Look at this. Our Shastram says, as a discipline, when you are a grihastha, here who is a student addressed? Here is a grihastha student. Therefore, manusha means doing one's obligatory duties. Somebody has invited me for the wedding. You know, I don't need to go, you know, I don't care. You know, then we respect the other person's invitation. So here, this is somebody has invited you for the wedding, and respect the invitation and have to attend the wedding. And genuine reason is there, you can't go, that's a different thing. And somebody has invited you for something, you go. Now it's a condolence, all people want to go. It's all obligatory duties. Once you are part of the society, you have to oblige to what now? Social norms and conditions. If you are a sannyasi, you are free. No social obligatory duties. You are not bound. Not physical dress, okay? I'm talking about the mind. The physical appearance or the dress doesn't make one a sannyasi. Mentally, if a person has to enjoy the support of the society, because you are part of the society, and society, being part of society is always supported. Being supported, and society is supportive. Suppose when you live in the midst of society and you enjoy all the facilities enjoyed by the entire society. Telephone, gas, what to say, no, electricity, all the facilities, postal services or any other services, any common social, isn't it? Even in this country too much, social workers and social work, some departments. And then councils. So many, isn't it? You are part of society means what now? You are part of society, you can enjoy all the facilities, isn't enjoined by the, this society, social setup. Therefore, you have to follow the norms and conditions of society also. I have to go by that. Therefore, one has to, the obligatory duties also become a discipline. Discipline should not be taken for an end. So keep the end in front and do anything. Then you will know how much to do, what to do, when to do, where to do. You know, everything should be done in moderation. So every day you look for some invitations and going out means what? Parties and clubs means. Then you don't know. Then it doesn't become a discipline, isn't it? So everything must be done in moderation, when, where, how, and then that becomes what now? Discipline. You can't say, I don't want to be in society, but I want everything, means who will give? That is why sannyasi is not supposed to expect any help from society. But the help is, help means what supposed to expect means, I can seek help. But available is okay, not available, so I should accept. Bhiksha, I can ask for bhiksha. Available is okay, not available, so I have to keep quiet. I can't complain. You know, nobody gave me any bhiksha, you know. Rupa didn't ask me to come this Thursday, you know. I can't complain. Complaining is not possible. Sannyasi means because sannyasa means what? You have no right to demand anything from society. Isn't it? That's why, as a grihastha, you are part of the society and be supportive of the society and be supported by the society. This is what actually being there as member of the society for everybody. So you have everybody, be there for everybody. Which science teaches this? Veda teaches this. Simple basic things, isn't it? Don't need to be specially diplomatic. You know? How to influence friends. Don't need to read books really. You just be righteous and do your duties and be in society. You are there for society, society is there for you. The whole, isn't it? Supported. Support system. How to enjoy, how long? Until you are mentally, you become ready for sannyasa. Mentally you are not ready for sannyasa. Then be supported. Emotionally you need support. You need a husband, wife. Wife and husband need children. And as before, parents. Then you have your own family. Then relatives. Then society. Then friends. And then relatives. And wherever you are living. The whole humanity. Isn't it? So, how close you are to other person, nobody can say anything about you. How? Because you are committed to live a life of dharma. And there are people, isn't it, who can acknowledge. And this is how being a member of a society and be, that's why you contribute, you enjoy. You enjoy support of society. You also contribute back for to society by obliging to the norms and conditions of society. So social obligatory duties, condolence, wedding, some function, ceremony, wherever, you can't go for all over the world. Wherever you are among relatives and friends, and be part of, be supportive and have the support. It's all to take care of your emotional needs. Is it clear now? This is called Manushya Yajna. This is all implied by what now? Manusham. Manusham cha swadhyaya pravachane cha.
Swadhyaya pravachane cha.
Praja cha.
Praja cha.
Swadhyaya pravachane cha.
Swadhyaya pravachane cha.
Prajanascha.
Prajanascha.
Swadhyaya.
Swadhyaya.
Pravachane cha.
Pravachane cha.
Prajatischa.
Prajatischa.
Swadhyaya pravachane cha.
Swadhyaya pravachane cha.
Okay. These three mantras together, the three words, prajanaha, praja, prajatihi. These three stand for pitru yajnaha. Ancestral worship. You want 5 minutes break? Okay. I give you 5 minutes break and come back.